gonna look at you. Nope, stop. Not ready to look at you yet.
Aiden, you are cracking me up, and I love it. Aiden asks, how the fuck does virginity work on man? Isn't it painful? That's what I've heard. Virginity is all about perception, in my opinion. However, everybody thinks different things is how you lose your virginity. Some people's like, any kind of sexual activity is losing your virginity. Some people's like, inserting something in something is your virginity. For one, virginity is just a whole different other topic to me. However, I'm going to go to another part of, I think, what you asked, which was, isn't it painful? And for the first times, yeah, it is. But I feel like it's that way towards chicks, too. I'm not a chick, so I don't know how that feels. But I feel like for chicks that it's about the same because your body isn't used to that yet. In the gay community, there's actually different, and I've used this term loosely, but there's different, quote, roles that you can play. If you are a top, then you do not insert anything into you because there's true tops, which is like, you do the stuff, you do it, and you do the inserting, and you don't like it getting inserted into you, and then there's bottoms that like to, get it inserted in them. So that's how that works. Virginity, I think, can stand for anything. However, if you're asking about male-on-male sex, there's all kinds of stuff that can happen. So it's not just one thing that we do. Just like you can do different stuff with a female, you can do different stuff with a male. So virginity is however you want to opinionate it for yourself. How good are you at Fall Guys? Well, I'm okay. And that's all about that. I'm so good. I'm so good at Fall Guys, actually. I'm probably the best at Fall Guys since you're not watching me on Twitch. I'm probably the best. Also, on that topic still, you can be both. You can be top and a bottom, which is called verse. So, there's your gay knowledge. For the night, you know your tops and bottoms and your verse. Y'all want to know a story? We're getting really, really up close and personal. I actually came out as like three different things because I didn't understand how it works.
Wow, hello. It's F and Jax in better quality because I'm using an actual microphone, which I will use later on during the podcast things. In occasions like this, I'm going to cut in and explain what I mean because I'm ADHD and I completely fucking forgot what I was talking about, I guess. But when I said that I came out three different times, I was kind of confused about my sexuality for a very, very long time because I didn't even know that I had the, quote, ability to like guys. So the first time I came out, I did some searching on what I was because I wasn't necessarily sure if I was into guys. So I just did a whole bunch of looking up on the different types of sexuality. Well, the first time I came out, I was like, oh, well, I must be bisexual because I've dated guys and I've dated girls before. Further investigation, I'm like, you know what? I really don't like that many people, to be honest. Like, only this, it doesn't happen so often. Like, I couldn't really get attached to that many people, so I wasn't really sure what I was, and I'm like, maybe I'm this, maybe I'm that. It turns out that I finally discovered demisexual. First time I came out, I was bisexual, and then I didn't figure that that was real, because like I said, I kind of had a feeling that it was something that was more complex than just bisexual. So I did more deep diving, and then for some reason I came across pansexual. Pansexual kind of fit me. It was like, oh, it doesn't matter who you are or what you are, like, I can love you kind of deal, which made sense to me. But then I did more, like, research into that, and I'm like, eh, that's not entirely true. That's not entirely what I would like to describe myself as. And then I came across my third coming outness, which was demisexual. Demisexual was pretty much to where you're going to fall in love with a person's character and personality more than anything. And that was what drags you to them. It's not necessarily their looks or anything. And that's what I consider myself as. If anyone asks like right off the bat, if I don't know them that well, then yeah, I'll say that I'm bi or I'll say that I'm gay, because I mean, I'm with a man, so people are just gonna jump to that assumption anyways, and it doesn't bother me. So I'll just, once again, I kind of just label myself as LGBT because I don't really feel like going through the complexness of what my sexuality actually is. So yeah, I'm going to send you back to the old Jacks. The less quality. This is the better quality effing Jacks. Just for your information, I'm the better one.
Do you play any Dead by Daylight? I tried. So I tried to play that a few weeks ago. I think on my last Too Sweet Friday. And it, like, I guess no one was on or something, because it took forever to load. And so I finally just gave up. And I think I played Friday the 13th. What other games do I play? I play, I play so many. I've got Game Pass on Xbox, so whatever's on there. I play mostly horror games. I like Outlast, Dead Space, Resident Evil, obviously. Gosh, so many games. I play Grand Theft Auto. I play so many games, man.
Dead by Daylight is a bit slow if you're a lower rank. But now they added cross-platform, so it's pretty fast.
Oh, that's probably why it's so slow for me then, because I am definitely a lower rank. Because I bought it, and right around the time that I bought it is when I got injured. And when I got injured, I just stopped everything because I had head injuries too. So it made me relapse back into my anxiety and depression and stuff. But good news is I'm not anxietified too much and depressed that much anymore. So that's good. But I stopped playing because I just stopped doing everything that I liked, to be honest, especially after I got injured and couldn't do professional wrestling anymore. I wish I was into Fortnite, but I'm just not. Call of Duty, I'm actually in the military, so I get enough of military while I'm in the military. I love horror games. Horror games is definitely my go-to. I hope you get completely better. Yeah, I hope I get completely better too. I've came a long way though. I'm super glad of how long I've come, because I thought there for a minute, for a very long time, I thought that I would, like, how I was going to be how I was going to stay, and that sucked so bad. But my partner is very, very supportive, and he kept me going. He kept me having a good mood and everything, kept my spirits up, and was very, very, very helpful throughout my recovery process. So I'm way better than I was. I wanna get back on Dead by Daylight though. And I did, like I said, I was going to play it, because I'm a huge Silent Hill fan, and I wanted to do the Pyramid Head and stuff. It just, I don't know, I guess I'm just such a low rank that no one's that lower than me. I feel like a pro, but I only have won like 5 games of Fall. Listen, how long have you had Fall Guys? Because I've had it for maybe 3 days, and guess how many I've won? 9. What is in my hand? What was that? Something just touched me, and it scared me. Courage the Cowardly Dog is literally, it is a masterpiece. I used to watch Courage the Cowardly Dog, Tom and Jerry. And I think Tom and Jerry, I think there's like a newer version of it too. I used to watch Powerpuff Girls. My mom should have known at that point that something was gonna happen with my sexuality. Power Rangers was my thing too. Power Rangers was my shit. I watched Power Rangers like it was nobody's business. How long you been streaming? God, I think I started streaming 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, to be honest. And I think, like, I first started streaming on Twitch because Xbox had it to where you could stream from Xbox to Twitch. But then Microsoft made their own, which was Mixer. So I started kind of streaming on Mixer. And then I got injured, so I stopped streaming or playing games completely. And I just picked back up. Like, I just started live streaming again. By the way, guys, fuck you.
Wow, I feel loved, Lamel.
I don't know if y'all have, like, TikTok or anything, but I'm also on TikTok. I got a whole bunch of social media platforms. You can probably follow the paper trail and find all of them. I've got TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Tumblr. Just kidding, I don't have Tumblr. I'm trying to tell Dakota what I want from Taco Bell. Sponsored by Taco Bell. Just kidding. I need to stop pretending like I'm sponsored by people. Maybe they'll sue me. Maybe if I pretend like I'm sponsored, people will think I'm sponsored. Haha, you think I'm sponsored?
Can you give me food? Dakota will understand, hopefully.
I can't send you, listen. I can't send you food through video. I can only send it through emoji. And if you're asking, if you're saying give you my food, then that's just not going to happen in general because I want my food myself. The new grilled cheese burrito from Taco Bell, that's who I'm sponsored by. Sponsored by grilled cheese burrito from Taco Bell. What state you in? Need food. I am all the way in. I don't want to tell you what state I'm in. Can you not tell by the accent? I want you to guess. Guess what state I'm in. Texas. You don't mess with Texas. No, I'm not from Texas. Texas or Georgia. Oh, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with Santana. Atlanta. Close. But that's in Georgia. No, I live in Alabama. Alabama. Louisiana. Just insane. I'm actually... I lived in Louisiana as well. I was born in Decatur, Alabama. I was born in Decatur, Alabama. And then I moved to Slidell, Louisiana.
I lived in Montgomery, but born in a town called Enterprise.
Enterprise. Enterprise sounds like a company that would turn on the citizens and it would be made into a video game. Listen, Aiden, listen. I don't even know if they still have it, but listen. Get you a grilled cheese burrito and you will not regret it. One time, I was streaming with zero viewers, and guess what? I went to go scratch my nose and my finger somehow connected with a booger, and I don't think you could see it on the stream, but I could see it, and I felt extremely inappropriate. The end.
I envy me over Fragami Note.
What'd you say, Aiden? Are you okay? Did you fall? Aiden, you really said, I envy me over Fragami Note.
I'm shook.
Nicki Minaj made me mad on her track, though, so I won't listen to her remix of Say So or whatever.
She talks about sucking toes and I want to puke.
And I want to puke. Nicki Minaj talks about sucking toes. Now, the thing that I'm salty about Nicki Minaj is because she claimed, and this is the thing about it. She claimed for so long to, like, she made songs about, like, her being with women and stuff like that, and pretty much strongly implied that she was bi or whatever, which is fine, whatever, come out as whatever, but in the song she was like, used to be bi, now I'm hetero, and that's fine, whatever, but she didn't follow it up well, and she honestly made it seem like sexuality was a choice. So it made me mad because I'm like, way to go, you just made us look bad because we've been telling people this whole time that it's not a choice and you just said, used to be bi, now I'm hetero. It doesn't work like that. Listen, Nikki's still into girls. If she was into girls, she's still into girls.
Wow, did you like my podcast? You should follow it wherever you heard this podcast at. Do you want to be on my podcast? Well, you can go to anchor.fm/fnjax/message and you can leave me a voice message which I will respond to in one of the next podcasts. Or you can go ahead and follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv. Wait, just kidding. twitch.tv/fnjax. I stream almost every Sunday, as well as post the dates that I will officially be streaming on my Instagram. So you can follow me on Instagram at FNJax, as well as TikTok and YouTube. If you come and watch my streams, you can ask me some messages, ask me some questions or messages, whichever one you want to, and have a chance to have those questions answered and be a guest on my podcast. So that'll be fun, right? Can't wait to hang out with you guys.